This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
They're the home of the binary trigger. They're the home of the Providence line, the Reformation line, Salus, the militia line. I mean, goodness gracious. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. A glaring indication or sign of our intelligentsia's decrepitude is they have no interest whatsoever in trying to understand either the Brexit vote or the election of Trump. With a few notable exceptions, those who claim to spend their lives doing the public thinking that must surely require higher faculties than possessed by you or I have shown no real intellectual curiosity for the social shifts of our day. You would think that people who do thinking for a living would find the events in the UK and the US fascinating and historically compelling, if for no other reason that neither outcome was expected by the public intellectuals themselves. After decades of incremental movement toward a one-government Europe, the people of the UK pushed back. After decades of uniparty leadership in D.C., Americans said no more. And regardless of one's personal politics, these events should have at least some seemed interesting to people who see themselves as reflective connoisseurs of the history of ideas. Instead, they chose to see nothing at all. It could all be explained away quite easily, but by the detestable appeals to populism and racism, with a little Russian propaganda sprinkled in for some good measure. So when the public intellectuals convince the public to vote according to their worldview, this popular election is called democracy in action. When the public votes against the public individuals, this signifies the public put the interest of the population ahead of the thinkers and must therefore be grounded in the old primordial goo of tribalism and hatred that afflicts us, the public generally, but from which the public intellectuals can elevate us should we simply listen to what they have to say and heed their instructions. They can lead us to salvation, but we will always be racist, weighed down by our ancient, sad evolutionary instincts. And this is as far as most intellectuals have gotten for the last 4 years. And, of course, Russia's behind every bad thing said about the dominant governing paradigms in the UK and the US, because unlike the 70 years of communist and Cold War propaganda, there's never been anything more effective at winning hearts and minds than Putin's ability to post mean things on social media. I think it is worth saying that if you fancy yourself an intellectual and yet believe almost everything believed and advocated by the permanent government and media institutions of your time, then you aren't thinking very creatively or critically. You may not be thinking at all. If you spend your mental energy invested in Marxist class consciousness and postmodern social constructs, and yet you see no irony of actively supporting the governing status quo, you might need to examine the mental prisons that you have made for yourself. Empathy is not only a virtue, it's a valuable diagnostic tool for understanding social upheaval and change. And yet, the public intellectuals never seem interested in understanding us. They seem interested in getting us to understand that we must understand them. And we do. Oh, we do. There's a growing certainty among the freedom-minded people of the West that the public intellectuals and governing institutions find more in common with the command and control leadership of the former Soviet Union than the ideas of Lech Walesa or Vaclav Havel. Whereas we see Poland's Solidarity Uprising and Czechoslovakia's Velvet Revolution as fraternal moments to the signings of the Magna Carta and the Declaration of Independence, the modern public intellectuals see vulgar populism motivated by tribal spirits, once again with a sprinkling of Russian propaganda thrown in. Everywhere we look, the intellectuals are advocating for restrictions on free speech and criminalization of free expression. Being confronted with ideas that conflict with their own, public intellectuals see no choice but to silence the public. And if personal freedom has to suffer as a result, then the public should have considered this repercussion before saying what they believe out loud. Freedom of conscience, if kept securely in the private thoughts of the public, is allowed, but exercising freedom of conscience is dangerous to the public intellectuals, and therefore it is forbidden. And for all their worry and hand-wringing about populism, public intellectuals are missing a grand historical moment. An iron curtain is once again descending on free peoples of the world, and they themselves are the ones pulling and yanking the ropes, hoping to quiet the rumblings of public dissatisfaction with the state, or the instinctive hunger for personal freedom, before the public gains enough awareness of their predicament or strength to do something about it. And maybe, when you think about it, maybe the public thinkers do understand what Brexit and Trump signify. Maybe they realize that freedom is once again on the march and they've taken up positions on the wrong side of the intellectual battlefield. Maybe they realize that in the battle of ideas, they're going to inevitably lose. But if their ideas are the only ones allowed, then they win by default. And it's a very sad irony that the U.S. and the U.K. spent much of the post-World War II 20th century working to help liberate the peoples of Eastern Europe from the Soviet shadow, while it is they who now beg us to open our eyes before it becomes too late for us to resist the shackles of state socialism. The deepest cut is that most of the rebellious intellectuals under the Iron Curtain fought for freedom, and most of our public intellectuals fight against it. They're not interested in your well-being. They're not interested in how you feel. They're not interested in your flourishing. They're interested in being in charge. They're interested in being in power. And these are the things that you have to understand. So for all of this talk about guns and all these other things about how it's going to make things safer, we got 22,000 laws on the books. And all they've done is they restrict a group of people who aren't going to commit a crime. Because the criminals that are going to commit crimes are just going to ignore those laws, just like the ones. This is why they're criminals. That's, you know, criminal is a derivative of the word crime. A criminal is someone who commits crime. So getting out there and saying, we're going to make a law to stop them from committing those crimes, that's the stupidest thing. All you can do is make a law to punish them for when they break the law. Because they're criminals, it's a given they're going to break the law. And if you want to look at how good gun control works, take a look at California. They got it all. And since they've stopped, I guess the fires are out because now the firefights have begun in California. It reminds me of a song by the Eagles called, I believe it's called, not Last Stand. They refer to it as Henley's Opus, but one of the lines is, you call someplace paradise, you're kissing it goodbye. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, whenever a politician tells you that they can ban their way to keeping you safe, they can ban this, that, and the other, and everything's going to be great, well, they're lying. Let's look at an illustrative example, shall we? In Virginia, which has gone purple, blue, blue-purple, whatever it is, you know, not very good with color. Their violent crime and murder rates are some of the lowest they've been in the past 60 years. But gun control is still going to be at the top of the legislative agenda when they convene in the 2020 session in a few weeks with a new House and a Senate controlled by Democrats for the first time in 26 years. All while crime is going down, they're going to go for gun control. Meanwhile, while their violent crime is dropping, drug overdose deaths are skyrocketing, and it's not just opioid-related deaths. Meth is making a huge comeback, and its resurgence offers it's a cautionary tale that the legislators aren't going to take, but if they believe that they can ban their way to safety, when it comes to guns, they're already pretty safe. What about this other thing? In Virginia, the Richmond Times-Dispatch spoke to Catherine Hayek with the DEA, who noted that unlike the first wave of meth overdose deaths in the United States back in the late 1990s and the early 2000s, this meth is coming over the border from Mexico and not being cooked up in a trailer or motel room by the local dealers. We get this. The meth from Mexico is cheap and of high quality. You bring that on the streets and you have all your drug dealers offering meth instead of opioids, she said. But she said fentanyl is now sometimes being mixed in with the meth and cocaine. It gives it an extra kick. It makes it feel more potent. Doesn't that sound horrific? I think I'd like to have some meth that is mixed with some fentanyl and some cocaine. What's that going to do to what's inside your skull? She said it seems almost like fear-mongering, but this is what we're seeing out there. We want to make sure everybody knows the dangers in this. The number of meth-related overdose deaths in Virginia has jumped from a single death in 2010 to over 150 in 2019. And in large part, this is because of the well-intended desire to make it harder for local meth heads to cook up their drug of choice, which in turn resulted in the Mexican drug cartels taking over production of virtually every type of meth used in the United States today. You probably heard some variation of the argument that it's easier to buy a gun than it is to buy cold medicine, right? It's not true. But the argument is generally you have to show ID and sign your name to buy products with pseudoephedrine. So why not require universal background checks for all gun purchases? Well, that's a pretty nonsensical argument. Not only because of the apples to oranges comparison, because as it turns out, those laws restricting access to pseudoephedrine have made things a lot worse. The idea was simple. You need that to make meth. So cutting back the ability to acquire the ingredients, you could cut back on the manufacture of meth. And it worked for the most part. Homegrown meth labs became harder to find, and for a while the stories about meth labs blowing up homes or motel rooms disappeared from the news. But what they didn't count on is that the demand for meth remained high. And the Mexican drug cartels quickly realized they could supply a drug that up to the point hadn't been among their traditional offerings. So this is a new revenue stream for the cartels. And before long, the United States had more meth than ever before. even better meth for the buyers now. Not for the rest of us, but for the buyers of it, it's great. It's now cheaper and stronger than it had been when it was being handcrafted in the local budget motel or a single wide on a quiet country road. Now, I'm not saying that the homegrown stuff has completely disappeared. Even with the restrictions on the high-test cold medicine containing pseudoephedrine, there are still tweakers and dealers blowing up buildings in their attempts to manufacture meth. Cartels! See, the thing about the cartels, they can manufacture this stuff in the open. They don't have to be in a building to do this. So they do that. They manufacture it in the open, out in a field. And they've continued their expansion into other drugs. And now the major supplier, both heroin and its stronger cousins like fentanyl and carfentanil, which in Virginia are an even worse scourge than the skyrocketing meth problem. In all of 2018, there were 391 homicides in the state and 127 meth overdose deaths. The number of opioid-related deaths, on the other hand, was more than double the number of homicides and meth ODs combined at 1,280 lives lost. So in the last few weeks, these anti-gun Virginia lawmakers, along with their anti-gun governor, Ralph I Wear Blackface Northam, are going to ignore the increasing number of drug overdose deaths in order to pass new gun control laws in a state where crime is falling. And in doing so, they're going to ignore the lesson to be learned from cracking down on cold medicine in the name of public safety. That being the best intentions can lead to the very worst results. That happens nearly every time. We're still living and dying with the consequences of a simple yet poor decision about cold medicine. We're still dealing with three times the number of people dying from a banned drug than from a firearm, whether it's possessed legally or not. When we try to ban our way to safety, it has a tendency to make things worse. And that's a lesson they should take to heart in Virginia. And if they really care about the health of the Commonwealth, they should tackle the state's epidemic of overdose deaths before they make any moves on the state's gun laws. But they won't. Because once again, it's not about the safety of the people or the well-being of the people of Virginia. That's a secondary consideration. If we could have that, that's great. We love it that you work. We love that we get your money. We love that you're under our thumb. But that's not what it's about. Safety is not what it's about. And law. Law and order is not what it's about. Actually, they prefer less law and order. I don't know how they think they shield themselves from that if it gets really, really bad. Because that never happens. That never happens. That never happens. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Numerous flights are being delayed and canceled as storms cause headaches for millions of travelers for the Thanksgiving holiday. According to FlightAware, there are more than 3,000 delays and more than 125 cancellations. Two-thirds of the country can expect to get hit by rain, snow, and strong winds, with over a foot of snow expected from Colorado to Wisconsin. Evacuations continue within a four-mile radius of a southeast Texas petrochemical plant after another explosion. Jefferson County Sheriff Jeff Brannick says now a tower has collapsed at the TPC facility in Port Neches.
I know of no injuries. All personnel were accounted for in the latest round, so an abundance of caution. We need to evacuate as quickly as possible.
The fire will eventually burn out, and thick black smoke can be seen pouring from the site. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Former Vice President Gropey Joe Machine Gun Biden. That dude's everywhere. I mean, he's all over the place when it comes to his stance on guns and the Second Amendment. But the one thing that you can, you know, it's a given. He's not a friend to the gun owner. He's not a friend of the Second Amendment. Just last month, he admitted he would favor a national registry for, quote, assault weapons, end quote. He's repeatedly pushed for the idea of smart guns, even though that technology doesn't really exist. And he continually talks about his shotgun. I don't know what it is about that shotgun. I'd like to see this shotgun. It must be something. He made another really dumb yet scary comment during a swanky fundraiser hosted by the Amazon executive in Seattle, Washington this weekend. For $2,800 a head, you too could hear the former Veep talk about his latest target, which is the 9mm handgun. Now remember, we don't, most of the gun grabbers don't talk about all the guns they want to take away, because they can write it in a way, they can say, well, we're going to take away assault weapons. But that means all guns. But now Dan not Dan, excuse me, not Joe, Dan. Anyway, from the Seattle Times, he says he supports the Second Amendment, but he called the absolutist arguments of sun gun rights supporters bizarre. Noting that people can't own machine guns or bazookas, which he's probably thinking about the big M2s, the Ma Deuces, the 50 cals that, you know, you mount on top of a vehicle because the barrel weighs 110 pounds. He said, why should we allow people to have military-style weapons, including pistols with 9mm bullets that hold 10 or more rounds? I've got a table full of these right here beside us. He called the anxiety among young people over being shot in school these days overwhelming, and not just in tough neighborhoods, but in great neighborhoods like this. Mentioning his own shotgun ownership, he talked about his Delaware goose hunting restrictions that limit hunters to 3 shotgun shells. We protect geese from Canada more than we do people. That's a bizarre statement. On its face, somebody should be challenging that. Of course, they didn't in Seattle. Biden compared goose hunting restrictions to handguns and the very firearms people rely on for self-defense. And it makes no sense. He wonders why young people have so much anxiety and want to defend themselves. Well, it's probably because there's people out there who want to cause harm to others. They've seen what happens when people go unarmed. They know that minutes are a very, very long time when there's a guy in there shooting around just willy-nilly, and it takes the police a few minutes to arrive on scene when a life and death situation can take place in a matter of seconds, like at the school in Santa Clarita. Even if he wanted to make the point that high-capacity magazines are dangerous. There are plenty of examples, like in California, where these magazines are banned, yet criminals get their hands on them anyway. Shocker. Criminals don't follow the laws, yet we should continually restrict the law-abiding to punish the criminals? Is this the argument we have going on right here? Very flawed logic. Standard capacity magazines are important for a number of reasons. For one, what if there's more than one or two threats? What if you're dealing with someone like the, I never heard what the final outcome was, but you remember the cannibal that was eating the face of the guy in Florida? He had to be shot 8 times with a 40 caliber pistol to stop him. Now, with a 10 round magazine, I guess that would have worked, but, you know, the cop popped him twice to see what that was going to do, and the guy lifted his head up and growled at the police officer and went back to snacking. What if you have multiple people attacking you at one time? What if you're in an Antifa full-blown riot? Now, you may have seen that movie Wanted, where you can curve bullets and split them, and so that doesn't really happen. That's not, yeah. You can't shoot at both people at once, or more than multiple people at once. You need multiple rounds to take down a threat. Second point is that Biden doesn't take into account fight or flight. When a person is under attack, their adrenaline is pumping, and people are trying to decide. They're trying to decide: do they run or do they stay and fight their attacker? And in these scenarios, the adrenaline makes it highly unlikely for a person to be 100% accurate with the first round they shoot. That's more rounds are needed, and that's why gun owners should continually train for various situations. Those of you that pay $2,800 to listen to Crazy Joe, are you guys really going to vote for him? Because already these are the same. The people that showed up at this paying $2,800 to subsidize Uncle Crazy Joe's candidacy are the same ones that would tell you, we need to get money out of politics. But I sincerely hope that you got your money's worth. Now, this is the thing. And I have nothing but respect for law enforcement. And law enforcement carries a lot of ammunition.
And they should. And it is prudent for me and you to carry a lot of ammunition. Now, even Clint Smith, who carries a single-stack 1911, carries about five mags with him. Four or five mags. Four spares and one in the gun. Now, he is a very accurate shooter, and he makes all rounds count. But if you're getting hits on someone and it doesn't stop them, if you have to shoot somebody in self-defense, you have to, your goal is to deanimate them, make them stop moving. If they're attacking you, you want them to stop the attack. If they're coming at you, you want them to stop coming at you. So you have to shoot them until you deanimate them. Now, they're in their own adrenaline dump. They got their own thing going on. It may be drug-induced. It may be, just a regular normal adrenaline dump that happens in one of these high tense situations. If law enforcement needs this many rounds to deal with criminals, what are we supposed to do? Why do we have to have less gun grabbers? I'm all for police having every tool they have, they should can have at their disposal. I got no problems with that at all. Protective vests, patrol rifles, I got no problems with those. But the only problem I have is that they would think, well, but you guys don't need them. I'm the one that definitely needs them. You're the one that definitely needs them. So, but there they are in Seattle. I don't know how many people showed up to pay $2,800. I wonder what it would take to get me in a place where they would just pay $28 to hear me speak. Huh? Think I could get that? $28. There'd probably be some more honesty going on than with Gropey Joe, I think, yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. California with a K. They have the most strict gun control laws in the land. If gun control was actually going to stop a shooting of any stripe, it would do so. It would get caught up in the net that California has set up. After all, the limit with which handguns can be purchased within the state, they have a complete assault weapon ban. Surely, they must be immune to the perceived epidemic of rampage killings, right? Well, not quite. Because over the course of just 3 days, the state had three high-profile shootings. All of them met the definition of a mass shooting the media seems to prefer. 10 people were killed in these three mass shootings in California in just 4 days, marking a particularly brutal wave of gun violence incidents in the state. On Thursday morning, a 16-year-old student from Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, 30 miles north of L.A., shot five classmates and then himself. Two of the victims, a 14-year-old boy and a 15-year-old girl, succumbed to their injuries, as did the gunman. On Saturday morning, a gunman in San Diego killed his estranged wife and three of their children, boys ages 3, 5, and 11. A fourth son, age 9, was on life support over the weekend, and the gunman also died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The following night, four people were shot dead in Fresno, 200 miles north of L.A., after a shooter entered a backyard party and fired into the crowd. The victims in the Sunday evening attack were men between the ages of 25 and 35, according to police, who said six others were injured and expected to survive. So, including the gunman, 12 people died and at least 10 others were injured in the three tragedies, with countless additional students, families, and communities terrorized and traumatized by the attacks. And then, here comes Gabrielle Giffords. The failure to protect our communities, families, and children is a waking nightmare that needs to end.
we don't act, generations of Americans will expect gun violence to be a public safety threat that could change their lives, no matter where they live. The problem is that Gabrielle Giffords was talking about the incidents that happened in California, where they have virtually every bit of gun control that her group pushes. They have the universal background check. They have red flag laws. They have assault weapon bans. They have magazine restrictions. They have all of it. And yet, in three consecutive days, they have three shootings in a state, which isn't supposed, you know, that's not supposed to. But when they passed all these laws, you know, the supposition was, we're going to stop all this stuff. We got it. So if gun control law is the answer to rampage killings, as the media likes to define them, which is typically four or more people shot rather than four or more people killed in a single incident, as the FBI defines them, then California should be virtually free of them. And they're not. As of earlier this month, California had almost twice as many rampage shootings since 1982 as gun-friendly Texas. That list was compiled as of November the 6th. And that wouldn't include any of these most recent shootings, though only the murders in San Diego would likely make that list, because, after all, they appear to be using a more sane definition than that which the media prefers. So regardless, California, with a third more in population, has almost twice as many rampage killings in a gun-friendly state, or than a gun-friendly state, like Texas. And that means gun control doesn't work. How many more people have to die before lawmakers in the state come to understand that it just doesn't work? If it does anything, if their gun control does anything, it's that it prevents regular people from defending themselves. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. Nah, I don't think it's supposed to be. That should never be the case. And while I don't expect the Giffords clan to grasp that, she's too much of an anti-gun jihadist to see the plain facts laid out before, that doesn't mean that others have to follow her down that path. Now, shifting over. For those of you who see, in order to enlighten yourself, you have there's a couple things you have to come to the conclusion of. And that admission will set you free. It really will. It will do some things for you that you can't imagine. Like, one accepted notion that I embrace is that there is no such thing as a safe space. It is naive to think that you can get into a place where nothing bad can happen to you. It can happen to you in any city, town, village, or rural setting. It can happen in your house. It can happen in your car. It can happen where you work. It can happen where you go to school. Neither is it reasonable to decide to be a hermit and hide out until things get better, because there is no guarantee that's going to happen. So the smart move here is, one, to be informed, two, to be enlightened, and three, to be prepared and learn how to deal with it. Now, when I was a kid, everybody said that the pervasive thing out there was a man's home was his castle. It was a place where you could relax at the end of the day, away from the cares of the world. And then the criminal element discovered home invasions. So even today, at home, you have to be just as alert and careful as anywhere else. Now, you can take steps to harden the target where the home is concerned. You want to make it difficult to get into? You want it to require a lot of noise for them to get into it? A good start is to install good heavy-duty locks on all exterior doors and windows. The next step is to keep those doors and windows locked even when you're at home. Good exterior lighting allows you to check things out without having to unlock anything. The addition of a dog to the household makes for a good early warning system, too. And guns. Guns need to be readily available, not disassembled and put in a safe with ammunition in the other part of the house. And where home defensive guns are concerned, bigger is better. Shotguns and carbines trump handguns of any kind. And full-size service pistols are going to be easier to handle and therefore more effective than compact models. And that's just the truth. Just about all of us have some sort of smaller pistol or revolver that we carry when the weather's hot or circumstances don't seem to allow for carrying a bigger handgun in public. And I try to keep that to a minimum. I have them in case I need them, but I don't carry them as often as I could, simply because I can carry something bigger. All you got to do is go to the range and take your service size pistol and your micro pistol out there and shoot them, and you tell me which one is going to be able, you're going to be able to handle a little bit better. So the better idea here would be to alter your dress to allow for the larger handgun. It can be done if a person is serious about it. And when people are out and about, it's even more important to know that there is no safe place. You got to keep yourselves in condition yellow, which is relaxed alertness, as much as possible. And it takes practice. When I'm holding my grandson Ellis, and that takes a lot of my attention because he's just so doggone cute. I'm aware of what's behind him, of what's behind me, left and right. But I'm not always on alert because sometimes things are happening with him or with his sisters that just take up all of my attention. So I know it. I know the shortcomings. But one thing that relaxed alertness does for the citizen, even the armed citizen, is to help you or me spot potential trouble while there's still time to get away from it. So if you see somebody acting strangely or out of place, you can leave. Leaving an unfinished meal is better than being in a gunfight. So the least safe places are often those styled as gun-free zones. And if you can, avoid those areas when possible. If that means you miss some sporting event and concert, that's great. You can watch it better at your house anyway. There's always television if you just can't stand to miss your favorite team or musical group. When you're forced to enter a gun-free zone, the best tactic is get in and out as quickly as possible. But if you're going to be serious about surviving in today's world, you got to educate yourself. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.